Sports Talk continues. I'm John Wilkerson. Vince Ferrara pinch hitting for Jimmy Hyams. And Vince, we go to the Stanley Fencing and Gates hotline for a very special guest.
That's right. He's a head football coach at Charlotte, the season opening opponent for the University of Tennessee in 2020. Will Healy joins us on the show. Hey, Coach, Vince Ferrara and John Wilkerson in Knoxville. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I have the number of times that I've listened to y'all's show coming through Knoxville Recruiting, it's kind of like, why the heck are y'all talking to me? So I appreciate your time more than you appreciate mine.
No, we do appreciate yours, and thank you for saying that. Obviously, there's so much going on and a lot of different directions we can go. First, from a big picture standpoint, with a lot of your players or players around the country coming back on the campuses for workouts, what's that been like, the way it's been executed at your school?
It's so different. And, I think the hardest part about it for me is not having a chance to be around them. I don't know who's at workouts. I don't know how they're doing. My conversations with our strength coach are, how did the temperature check go and how the questionnaires go, and so it's different. We're used to being around them, having them at our house and going to play golf with them or taking them on the lake or whatever it may be, and now you're just are we handling the protocol with how they check into workouts every day the right way? So very different. We got a really good group on campus. I'm excited about what we got coming back, but I miss being around them, and that's the hardest part about it. That's why you're in the profession, and that's what we're missing out on right now.
How good did you get at Zoom calls?
All right, so honest to goodness, I was on Zoom IT. All right, when I get fired as the head coach, it's not if, it's when. When I get fired as the head coach, I'm going to be the most unbelievable Zoom IT person you've ever seen in your entire life. I have had probably 20 to 25 hours of talking to some Zoom guy who's in like Australia, and I'm on the phone call with probably 50 elementary school teachers, and yes, we've got another question from Will. Yes, Will, you can do group sessions this way. So Zoom is, when I get fired, I'm going to work for Zoom, and I've got it mastered.
Coach, what was it like to help the 49ers get to a bowl game last year?
Well, I would love to take credit. I inherited a group of players that were ready to do something special and have a really good staff. And so you're sitting there at 2-5 and you're like, good Lord. How do we find a way to win one more? And next thing you know, you win 5 in a row, and you go play in the Bahamas, and learning how to deal with the bowl game experience was different for me. I've been an FCS guy my whole life, and how to prepare for a bowl game, how to sign a class on signing day with the bowl game was a different experience. And so I learned a lot. I failed miserably. We got our rear ends kicked by Buffalo, and so a tremendous experience being able to take them to the Bahamas. I would say the details of how to handle a bowl game and what I did to prepare these guys was a loss on my part for sure.
I would imagine, though, it had to be really rewarding, as you just talked about, to have an experience like that for the seniors, as well as to have the buy-in that was necessary to make something like that happen in your first year.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. Part of what you look for as you take a job is, how do I exceed expectations? And one of the great parts about this job is we've never been to a bowl game before. So I feel like that's something that we can continue here. And, being able to win the last 5 and make it to a bowl game and provide our seniors with that experience, especially after going 2-5, when you're wondering, are they really going to buy in, or, do they really believe in me and our staff? Was extremely rewarding, and taking the wives and the kids and all that type, and especially our players on that type of trip, same at Atlantis, and all those type of things that we were able to do was really rewarding.
Joined by Charlotte football head coach Will Healy here on Sports Talk, and Vince Ferrara with John Wilkerson. And Coach, your former Eddie Robinson Award winner for that National FCS Coach of the Year and your time at Austin Peay and such great success you had there. Describe for our listeners what some of your biggest takeaways from your experience at Austin Peay were to set you up for your opportunity there in Charlotte.
Probably the biggest thing is how ignorant I was when I took the job, you know, as a 30-year-old thinking, hey, I'll just step into this job and you know, we're the 265th ranked job out of 256 Division I jobs, and I'll just step in and we'll win a couple games based on energy. That doesn't really translate really well when you play Troy and all those guys. So I went 0 for my first 13 as a head coach, but I think the biggest thing that I learned was I hired right, and had a bunch of people around me who, even when I was crazy and had no idea what I was doing, and still don't in a lot of ways, had a bunch of people around me who cared about me enough to tell me when I was wrong or when they disagreed, and when we finished the conversation, believed in me enough to go carry on the message. And so, you know, so many mistakes. 4 years as a head coach, 3 years at the FCS level, 1 year at the FBS level. I made so many mistakes last year as an FBS head coach. And so I think that every year you're in it, if you don't feel like you were a complete moron the year before, then you're probably not learning as much as you should. So I've learned I need good people around me to succeed for sure.
You have a lot of talent coming back on offense, one of the better groups in the league, and in a lot of different positions. Victor Tucker, receiver, you got a really good group there. Talk about some of those exciting players.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we actually had Vince. We lost Vince, so he
tapped
out
right
for just a second.
I was just about to say, they're not giving me the same kind of bill that cell phone bill that Jeremy Pruitt gets, so it may be a little tough out here. We got some really good players coming back, and obviously it's relative. You know, I think that our quarterback we feel a lot better about than we did a year ago. Scrappy, you know, just the type of personality you want to be the face of your program. You know, we run the quarterback a good bit, and he's tough, and he's about 5'10", 195 pounds, and he probably would be wouldn't have been recruited by Tennessee if they would have been looking for guys to help out on the equipment staff. So he doesn't look the part, but there's nobody I'd want to go into battle with more than him. You know, we've got a running back that's a grad transfer from Northern Illinois that in 9 spring practices was everything we could hope he could be and more. And obviously replacing an undrafted free agent running back who rushed for 1,000 yards consecutive years. We got a lot to, a lot of big shoes to fill with the running back position, but I feel really good about the two we got coming back, fifth-year senior and then a grad transfer, Aaron McAllister and Trey Harbison. So all the receivers are back. Vic Tucker had a really good, probably 6-game stretch. I think the question for Vic is, can he be consistent enough to do it against the big dogs, the Tennessees, the Dukes of the world that will play this next season? And then we got to replace 3 offensive linemen that left us as fifth-year seniors that were starters, including a third-round draft pick. So a lot of shoes to fill on offense, but obviously feel very different about it with a quarterback who made a lot of plays for us coming back, knowing our offense and being kind of the focal point of our football team.
Where were you in regards to going through spring practice when the curtain fell on everything sports-related?
We were 9 practices in excited about a big scrimmage on that coming that Saturday. We had a team meeting that Friday morning. I think it was, around the 15th of March, and let them know that, hey, we're gonna suspend this thing for a while and see what happens, make sure we keep you safe. So, then the question was what to do with them going back home, and do they leave campus? So, a lot has happened since then. I feel like it's been, more like 3.5 years instead of 3.5 months. But we finished 9 spring practices. You know, I know that we finished four out of nine with our defensive coordinator because he had the flu. So I told him he's only getting paid for half a spring ball, and that was me being generous. So if you watch some of our spring film, you would question whether we actually finished nine practices or not.
Do you have you mentioned that you've got a lot of shoes to fill when it comes to the offensive side of the ball. How healthy were the 49ers in the offseason? Do you have many guys that were either rehabbing or coming back from a surgery?
You know, the scariest part about this whole thing is you have a bunch of guys who have been working out on their own. And kudos to them for it being important enough to go do stuff at, you know, their local park or high school field or wherever they could find concrete, really, even to go work out. And had a couple injuries that way. It's not their fault. It's the concern that I think coaches across the country had for not being able to watch their players and make sure they were doing it the right way and that they were really in shape enough to do some of the things that they were doing. So had a couple of those injuries, but for the most part remained pretty healthy. I think, you know, mentally is probably the toll that it's played on all these guys is as important as anything. And, you know, so making sure that they're in the right state of mind where they feel healthy and confident in what our protocol is and trust us enough to understand that we're going to keep them safe throughout this whole process.
Coach, does that include actual COVID testing across the board, or is it those that have symptoms and the temperature and questionnaire and things like that then are kept off campus and then you follow up with testing there?
Yeah, we're doing COVID testing across the board. And, you know, every time somebody comes back on campus, they get tested. We'll have another group of tests, you know, after July the 4th. That's a big date for us. You know, when these guys get some time away and, you know, I think as much as you want to monitor, are they going home or are they going to go eat dinner somewhere? I mean, you got 75% living in off-campus apartments, so it's great to act like we can put them in a bubble, but we really can't. And so what does the 4th of July look like and then test them after that to see where we go moving forward for that big July the 13th date, which is really the first time we can be around them. So, yes, we're testing. We're doing temperature checks every day after we test them, questionnaires. Is there anybody who has symptoms enough to test again? I mean, we're making sure that we go above and beyond from a protocol perspective to keep them safe.
Good. We'll talk about the Tennessee game. I don't know if that was already on the schedule when you got there, but what do you think of the matchup with Jeremy Pruitt's Tennessee Volunteers?
I think Coach Pruitt has done a tremendous job. And I think obviously what they're doing in recruiting right now is insane. I think that the progress they made, especially the second half of the season last year, is really impressive. And I've always known he was a great football coach. I used to recruit his dad's high school, and so I knew about him, but I didn't really know him. And he may not know who the heck I am, but I look forward to getting a chance to meet him and be around him. And I know he's exceptional at what he does. Obviously, one of the best defensive minds in the game. And I really do know coach speak, you know, just being a Tennessee guy, I'm impressed with what he's done to bring some life back into Tennessee football. And so, you know, a really cool experience for me. I mean, I was an assistant at Chattanooga. My wife's actually taking a picture of me standing on the sidelines because I was like, you know, I don't care what the pregame talk is. I'm going to go watch this T thing expand and I'm going to be on the field when this team runs out to run through the T, because I've been in the stands so many times as a youngster watching it that it was almost like me being, you know, a Tennessee fan my whole life and watching the team run out through the T and then be like, oh my goodness, we got to play these dudes here in just about 10 minutes. So it'll be surreal. I think that it's the mecca of college football. I think that, you know, I grew up, my dad, uncle, and granddad all played at Georgia Tech, so I grew up a big Georgia Tech fan, but my best friend was a big Tennessee fan, and I'd go to games, and I'd be the first one leaning over the edge asking for T. Martin's wristband and, you know, Peerless Price and Cedric Wilson, and, I mean, I know the history of Tennessee football. Obviously, went to camp as a youngster, you know, 5'9", 149-pound high school quarterback, wondering why the heck Randy Sanders and Philip Fulmer weren't recruiting me. And, you know, then getting in the college game, you're like, you know, I mean, you probably weren't good enough, big fella. So surreal moment for me, and a tremendous program, huge test for our program. But, you know, if we got any guys that want to play in the National Football League, or if you want to put your brand on the national stage, going to Neyland Stadium is a pretty good start.
Yeah, that's awesome. And ironically enough, even with beyond the Tennessee game, with all that history you mentioned, you got David Cutcliffe in the Duke Blue Devils with some other Tennessee history there as well on your schedule. Coach, really appreciate it. Great to visit with you. Thank you for listening to our show and the Sports Animal when you're coming through recruiting. Hopefully you can get back to doing that soon, and look forward to seeing you in Knoxville in the opener.
And the new helmets look
Thanks,
sharp.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I just expect all Knoxville native Tennesseans to be very nice to the fella native whenever they come back. Okay, so, you know, let's play nice.
All right. Deal.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. You stay too. Well. Be safe.
Yes, sir. Y'all too.
Thank you very much. What an enjoyable conversation with the head coach at Charlotte. As Vince, we got to spend some time with Will Healy, and what a great debut to take that program and get to their first ever bowl game.
Absolutely, and using the bowl loss as motivation for next season. But man, to do that in your first year in Charlotte, he's a terrific recruiter, and he's definitely going to have them, you know, at or where they were last year. So. Be a good quality opponent for week one for Tennessee.